Sto i det til at være ved benyttet min hævn, tror jeg.
I'd like to discuss today in Bez Hashem Yisborach the Tov Hilchas Erev Tavshilin, which will be Negea for Shvi'i Shel Pesach to Achron Shel Pesach. Just a small akdoma. How does Erev Tavshilin work? It's be'emes that the issa to cook or do any melocha from yontov to choil. To cook on yontov for a weekday, there's the issa deraisa. To cook or bake or any melocha from yontov to Shabbos is lechoira, should also be an issa deraisa. So how is Erev Tavshilin going to get round the deraisa deka problem? Erev Tavshilin is a takona drabonon. How do you get round the deraisa with Erev Tavshilin? So the machlekes Rabba and Rav Chisda and the Gemara and Psochim taf memvovam a base. As the Gemara, the Rabba says the reason why you're allowed to cook miyontev l'Shabbos. Or even if you cook miyontav lechoil, there'll be no malchus, because we say the swara hoil v'i mikle orchim. There's a possibility that guests will knock on your door. I mean, it's even so, your yontav afternoon, you've long finished your sudas yontav, you've already eaten enough for the day. Yeah, even so, in Rambam, it's mashma that chetzi l'shem, chetzi l'chem. In the Rambam, from chatzois till nacht, seems like they were eating sudas. I don't know how they managed it, but it seems like a whole chetzi l'chem. Till chatzois, the daven then learned. After chatzois, of course, the daven mincha as well. But basically, that's what the whole afternoon was used for cooking, was for eating. So it's da svara of hoil the mikle orchim is a possibility that guests will knock on your door and you need food to give them, and what you've cooked today you'll give to the guests. So even so, you've really in theory cooked for after Yontif, or you've cooked for Shabbos, which is a different day, but you've got the svara of hoil, and this svara of hoil the mikle orchim takes away the issa deraisa. The Rav Chisda says a different swara, Asorche Shabbos nasim beyontav. What needs to be done on Shabbos, for Shabbos, he allowed to do it in yontav. He doesn't hold the swara of hoil the mikle orchim, but he holds the swara Asorche Shabbos nasim beyontav. So the Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos, what is the swara of Asorche Shabbos nasim beyontav? Like what you need for Shabbos, you're allowed to do on yontav. Even so, what you need for weekdays, you're not allowed to do on yontav, but what you need for Shabbos, you're allowed to do on yontav. So Rashi learns, as the swara is, as you've got yontav and Shabbos together, then it becomes Kedusha Achas, it comes kilo one long day, because both of them are Kodesh, so it's one long day. So just like I am allowed to cook for Yontov, for today of Yontov, so Hu Adin, I'm allowed to cook for Shabbos, it's kilo one long day. Tosfos says the Svara of Tzorche Shabbos Nasim Yontov, because you have to prepare food for Shabbos, and if you're not going to allow me to prepare it on yontav, so when am I going to prepare it? There's no fridges and no freezers, so when am I going to? And I need to put the food on the fire. I'm going to put it from erev yontav on the fire till Shabbos. It'll be a fabrenta cholent. Yeah. So how am I going to prepare it? So elamai, there must be a svaras haTorah, that the Torah was matter you to prepare on yontav for Shabbos. So that's how we get, that's why there's no Issa Deraisa, if it, or it's a Svara of Hoyel V'Imikla Orchim, that guests might knock on your door, or there's a Svara of Tzorche Shabbos, Nasin B'Yontif. So why were Chazal Masakan the Erev Tavshilin? If there's a Svara of Hoyel V'Imikla Orchim, or Tzorche Shabbos, Nasin B'Yontif, why were Chazal Masakan the Erev Tavshilin? If that's the Gemara in Be'er, the Gemara says that there's two svaras. Or Kadesh Yivra, Rava says the reason is Kadesh Yivra Mona Yofa the Shabbos. You should choose a good portion of food for Shabbos, because you eat on Yontev, Adas, Sudas Yontev, you might forget to prepare something for Shabbos. You won't leave anything over for Shabbos. It's Kadesh Zocher, it's Yoyim HaShabbos, the Kachoy, it's Kadesh Yivra. Choose, by making Erev Tavshilin, you'll remember that there is a Shabbos, and Amila, you'll leave over, you won't eat everything on Yontev, you leave something over for Shabbos. Rav Ashi says a different Svora, and the Svora is that people will see that I am not cooking from Yontev to Shabbos, and I am making, and the only way I am allowed to cook from Yontev to Shabbos is through an Erev Tavshilin. So they'll say, if I'm not allowed to cook from Yontev to Shabbos, certainly I'm not allowed to cook from Yontev to Chol. So it has kvoid Yontev that people shouldn't be mezalzel and say that they can cook from Yontev to Chol. They will masakhen Erev Tavshilin, and people will realize that you're not allowed to cook from Yontev to Shabbos, and you're only allowed to, and some Mela will say you're also not allowed to cook Miyontav L'Chol. How do we get round people of thinking, you know, I'm putting my pot on the fire on Yontav for Shabbos? So, and Rav Ashi is saying, well, we're not allowed to cook Miyontav L'Shabbos. We are cooking Miyontav L'Shabbos. So Rashi says that by making the Erev Tavshilin Erev Yontav, I have started my cooking for Shabbos on Erev Yontev, and Mamela, now all I'm doing is on Yontev I'm finishing off what I needed to cook for Shabbos. But when you're not allowed to start to cook on Yontev for Shabbos, I mean, it doesn't mean you're not allowed to put a raw potato in the pan on Yontev for Shabbos, that you are allowed to, but it means I've started the preparation. There was an haschala of the preparation on Erev Yontev for Shabbos, and Mela, everything that I'm doing on Yontev now for Shabbos is only called a gemar, finishing off. So that's the reason, that's how you get round the deraisa, and that's why there is Chazal will masakan ad rabbonon that you need to make Erev Tavshilin, and if you don't make Erev Tavshilin, then you're not allowed to cook or bake from Yontev to Shabbos. Oh, so now, I want to discuss a few points on Hilchos Erev Tavshilin. The first point is that it's called Erev Tavshilin. So why is it called Erev Tavshilin? What's translation of the word Erev Tavshilin? Erev is always translated as a mixture, a mixing up. Yeah, the Aruvich HaTeres is, what's the translation of Aruvich HaTeres? People think that if you make a Tzuras HaPesach, and if you make a Mechitza, then that's called an Erev. No, that's not called the Erev. The Erev, the Mechitza is because you need four walls. Yeah, that's a Tzuras HaPesach, you need four walls. Yeah, so all the Tzuras HaPesach is partial to give you walls. What is the Erev? The Erev is that you take Pas, and Ke'ilu, and I'm coining the pass for everybody else, and I put the pass in my house, and Ki'ilu, everybody's living in my house. I'm a big machnas oirich, and I'll invite the whole town's living in my house, if I would make the Erev for the town. So Erev means I have mixed together, I've brought together everybody else. That's Erev Chatzeres, I've joined together all the Chatzeres, I've mixed them up, I've brought them together. So what's Erev Tavshilin? Erev Tavshilin is also, I am joining together what I've cooked from Erev Yontev with what I'm cooking today on Yontev, so that is the Erev, I'm joining up the Bishul that I've done on Erev Yontev to the Bishul that I'm doing today. That's how the Ramah explains, that's the translation of the word Erev Tavshil. Now from what do you have to make Erev Tavshilin from? So the Lashon is Erev Tavshilin. It's a Tavshil. So we all know that we take a challah, a matzah, and everybody, there's whatever you take for the tavshil. Some take egg.
What do you need?
Some take. We'll come maybe a bit more than that. Yeah, some take a piece of meat. Some take a nice piece of fish. Yeah, we'll see in Mitzvah Shem what has to be taken. So the Ikka Erev Tavshilin is, most Rishonim hold that the Ikka Erev Tavshilin is the Tavshil, the thing which is cooked, yeah? Not something which is baked. So what do we do? We take something which has been a Tavshil, which has been cooked, and something which has been baked. Why do we take a Tavshil and something which has been baked? Because the Israel Shoinim which hold that for everything that the Tikkun of Erev Tavshilin was for the main parts of the Suda. Every Suda has a Tavshil, something which has been cooked, and it also has something which has been baked, which that is bread. So that's what the main components of every Suda. So Yois, that those are the main components of every Suda, so we have to have something, a Tavshil, Keneged, the Bishul which I'm going to do, and I have to have something which has been baked, Keneged, the baking that I am going to be doing. But we hold, as Me'ikar Hadin, all you need is only a Tavshil. Now, what's the definition of a Tavshil? So usually explain, Tavshil is something which has been cooked. Here is different. Tavshil, the Gaba Erev Tavshilin, includes anything which you've used heat to prepare it, is called Tavshil, besides if it's been baked in the oven. Everything that you can use, something which has been cooked, something which you've poured hot water over it, and the hot water was enough to make it roi l'achila, even something which has been smoked, that means you can take smoked salmon and use it as Erev Tavshilin, and you can use something which has been roasted, you can use something which has been grilled, any of these things can be used as Erev, they are classified as the Tavshil for Erev Tavshilin. Something which has been fried is also take a piece of fried fish or a piece of schnitzel, which that's also called something which is called a Tavshil. The only thing which is not called a Tavshil is something which is baked in the oven. And baked in the oven means baked. That means if you take a piece of, you have baked fish, that cannot be used as Erev Tavshilin, because that is not a Tavshil, that is something baked, it'll account for your thing which you need off, a baked item, your baked fish will be okay. But otherwise, everything else is called a Tavshil. Now, versteht sich, that if you're going to bake fish in the oven and you pour in the tray waste water or whatever, and it's instead of cooking it on the flame, you're cooking it in the oven. So then, once it's cooked in a juice or water, a fluid, then it'll also be called a Tavshil. The only thing excluded from Erev Tavshilin is something baked in the oven. Yeah, it's Shchiach that people sometimes use baked fish for the Erev Tavshilin. If they've used that for Erev Tavshilin, it does not work. Yeah, and the Mishnah Berurah goes, although right, that it doesn't work, then Erev Yontev, if you've realized what you've done, you have to go now and make a new Erev Tavshilin, a Erev Tavshilin with a bracha, again, and say Badein Eruva, because you have not been Yotze Erev Tavshilin if you used a baked thing. Oh, now, there's another important point, which that the Gemara says, there has to be something which is used lelafis boy as a path, something which is eaten together with bread, and not something which is eaten to satisfy yourself. Something which not nechol lesoiva, you can't make erev tavshilin. So the Gemara's case, the Gemara's case is, if you're going to use a porridge. Yeah, Hana Bavloi Tipshoi. Yeah, this is one of the Gemara's Bavloi Tipshoi, that they eat Nama Banama. They eat bread together with a kind of porridge. And Mamela, that cannot be used as the Erev Tavshilin. So if you can't make Erev Tavshilin with a porridge or anything like which is made out from Chemeshet Mine Dogon, you cannot make Erev Tavshilin out of it. Oh, so there is a Chumrah on the Mishbrurah. Mishbrurah's got a Chumrah that potatoes which are not nechal lesoiva, they're not nechal lelafas boezapas. The potatoes are eaten for lesoiva, to satisfy somebody, so that you can also not use for erev tavshilin, because erev tavshilin has to be something which is made lelafas boezapas, and this is eaten potatoes or eaten as. To satisfy a person. Now, Mishbrura goes even weiter. It seems like Bizmana Mishbrura, they used to eat arbus, bebelach, which is given by Shalom Brachas, they used to eat that as a main food to satisfy yourself. It wasn't eaten as something which comes with bread. It was a food on its own, which you eat to satisfy yourself. So Mamela, that it cannot be used as a tavshil of Erev Tavshilin. The other thing which cannot be used as a tavshil of Erev Tavshilin, that's fruit. Cooked fruit, the Mishbrura says, if you eat fruit in the middle of the meal, cooked fruit in the middle of the meal, compote, then you make a broch on it. Why do you make a broch on it? Because it's not something which is made as part of the Suda. So Mamela is up the Mishbrura, the Magen Avraham, that you cannot use cooked fruit as a tavshil of Erev Tavshin. So basically, what's a minig in Klal Yisrael? The minig in Klal Yisrael is, or they use eggs for Erev Tavshilin, or they use a piece of fish, or they use a piece of meat. That's what that's the minig in Klal Yisrael. Now, one thing you have to be careful that the tavshil has to be a kazayas. Yeah, it's a kazayas, not that much, but you have to be careful that the tavshil is a kazayas. If it's less than a kazayas, weiter, the erev tavshilin is not an erev tavshilin. Now the Mishbrura says, as hidden mitzvah, you should take a nice piece of fish, a chatiches dogim chashuva, and or a gesunte piece of meat, and as hidden mitzvah, you should use that. I'm not sure if gefilte fish is called a chatiches dogim chashuva. It's a chatiches dogim. It's cut up. It's cut up fish, but depends. I imagine depends on the matzav of how the gefilte fish looks and the matzav. But some take a piece of salmon, which that is a chatiches dogim chashuva. But you have to be careful again that it is a kazayas. Oh. Now the pass, I don't know, is it cooked?
It's not cooked.
No, I don't think it's cooked.
The rice is cooked.
But the actual fish is not cooked.
No, it's raw.
So then you can't use it. It's felt and tavshil. Yeah, not unless there is, I forgot one point, that something which is kovush, that means it's been immersed in water, 24 hours, or it's been put into vinegar for vinegar pickled, yeah, for a certain amount of time. So that is also called kovush hare hu kemavushal, and that's also called cooked. But the Mishnah Berurah says that herring, he speaks about herring, that herring, what they used to do with herring, there used to be a big vat of herring, and they used to put salt on top of it. So he said the top fish, the top herring has got no fluid to it. The bottom part of the vat has got fluid in it. The top part has got no fluid to it. So he said the top herring cannot be used because meliach hari kuruseach. It's called the hot, but it's not called mevushal. It's not called cooked. The bottom part of the vat, which there the juice of the fish arrives there, so that is already kovush, and that will be kovush harik mevushal. So it depends where you're taking the herring from. The bottom herring you can use as erev tafshilin. The top herring you cannot use as erev tafshilin. But if you buy the herring in the container in the jars, which is zicher kovush for more than it's in the juice, it's more than 24 hours. So then it's got din.
It's cooked.
No, I don't think it's cooked.
The herring is cooked.
The herring is cooked?
The vinegar and everything.
Ah, that's kovush, yeah. Yeah.
Or smoked.
Smoked you can use, yeah. Smoked salmon you can use as erev tafshin. Some furush gemara, mu'ushin is called the tafshil. Yeah, a tub of herring and matzah. Now there is a chumra of the Yishalmi, which the chatchila we pask in this Yishalmi, that the pass that you use should be a kabeah. It has to be a kabeah. So to take a rakuzin's matzah, one rakuzin's matzah is not, we're not talking about the Hilchos Pesach here, yeah, just for Sukkos, yeah, you'll take a Rekuzen's Matzah, one Rekuzen's Matzah is not a Kabeah. Yeah, it might be a kazayas, it's machlekes if it's a kazayas or not. Well,
it may be two rikuzin matzah.
Sorry?
Two rikuzin matzah
might also not be a kabeah, yeah. 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 Oh, so there is a lechatchila. Well, the rikuzin. The big square ones are not a kabeah. Yeah.
15 grams.
21. The smallest shear kabeah is
30 grams.
I think it's 30, maybe a bit less. Yeah, maybe 26, 27. Yeah, Rakuzin's matzah don't come anywhere close like that. I think it's maybe 18 gram a Rakuzin's matzah. Yeah. And if you grind it, you get even less. But it's quite. So there is a lechatchila to take a kabeah pass. And second, there's another lechatchila. This is hidu mitzvah. It's not called lechatchila. It's hidu mitzvah to take a whole pass, a whole bread. I mean, a whole challah, not a piece of challah. Or not a piece of matzah, a whole matzah. That's hidu mitzvah, because you're doing a mitzvah with a dovah sholeh. And there's another reason why to take a whole matzah, a whole pass, because the Gemara says, kiven this aved bar mitzvah chodah, because you've done with it one mitzvah, do with it another mitzvah. So the what you're doing erev tafshilin with, that becomes a chefzer de mitzvah. And it's called, it become a chefzer de mitzvah, so now do with it another mitzvah. So what is the other mitzvah that I should do with it? You should use it for lechem mishnah. So the meaning of the Maram Rottenberg and the Maril was that they used to use the, for all three sudas, that they used to use the pass of Erev Tafshilin for Friday night as a second pass. for Lechem Mishnah. Shabbos morning again, they used to use it for the second pass for Lechem Mishnah. Shalosh Shudas, they used to eat it on Shalosh Shudas.
You can't eat it Shabbos morning.
You can eat it Friday night as well.
Oh.
Yeah, you can Friday night. You can also eat it. Yeah, but as kedai to be able to do as many mitzvahs as possible with it, so you're doing it three times, and the third time, then you'll taka eat it. Sorry. Well, the Maril says. The Maril, the Lashon of the Maril is, he used to put the meat on a teller b'fnei atzmo, on a plate. The Lashon is teller b'fnei atzmo. He used to put the meat on a separate plate, not on the bread, or not on the challah, because if you're going to put the meat on the challah, the Maril says, they'll make it dirty. Yeah, and it won't be geshmak anymore, the challah. So don't put it together, he says. Yeah, and they don't have to be put. One you can keep in the fridge. Yeah, it's advisable to keep one in the fridge. And yeah, you can keep them separate. They don't have to be together at all. But you take a whole box of matzo.
A box of matzo, a piece of fish, put them together, make the declaration beforehand, and then separate.
Yeah, fine. Yeah. Now there's a chumrah of the Bach. The Bach has got a chumrah that the Lashon HaMishnah is Oise Odom Tavshil Me'erev Yontev for Erev Tavshilin. So the Lashon HaMishnah is Oise Odom Tavshil. A person makes a Tavshil Me'erev Yontev for Erev Tavshilin. So the Bach says Lechatchila Erev Chatchila, you should cook it l'shem Erev Tavshilin. Not just that your wives have already cooked food for Yontov, and you take one piece of meat or one piece of fish or an egg, which has anyway been cooked, and now you're going to use it for Erev Tavshilin. No, l'chatchila oisa odom tavshil me'erev Yontov. A person has to make a tavshil l'shem erev tavshilin. Yeah, so sometimes you're not always in the kitchen on Yontov morning to remind your wife to do it. So it's only a lechatchila. Yeah, it's certainly not ma'akev. Yeah. And secondly, there's another eitzah that just tell you, you're not sure which piece of fish you're going to use, yeah? So you tell your wife, of everything you cook, it should be l'shem erev tavshilin, and then you've been yotze. Now, there's another lechatchila. There is a machlokes rishonim, a big machlokes rishonim, when can I make erev tavshilin? Now, can I make Erev Tavshilin? Let's say let's say when Rosh Hashanah is Thursday, Friday, so then it comes out that the first day Sukkah is also Thursday, Friday, and then Shmini Atzeres, Simchas Torah, also Thursday, Friday, and I think maybe Pesach also gets you an Erev Tavshilin, or Shavuos, not sure, depends on the Namoles and the Chosses. Yeah? So can you make Erev Rosh Hashanah make Erev Tavshilin for the whole year? For all the Yom Tovim in the year, I'll make one Erev Tavshilin, just like I make Erev Chatzeis for the whole year. So I'll make Erev Tavshilin for the whole year. Now, what's going to... You're worried what's that the food might go off. So the Rishonim also thought about the problem that the food might go off. So they said you should use something smoked, and something smoked doesn't go off. Are they talking about the Rishonim? Seemed like the smoked, nowadays I think the smoked does go off. Yeah, but seeing like this man the Rishonim, something smoked, it didn't go off. Sorry? Yeah, you can use a tin of tuna, yeah. Yeah, it is. A tin of tuna is ready. Yeah. Yeah.
The bits are earlier.
Yeah, but you might, if you can open it, if you can't eat it on Yontov. I mean, no. If you can, there'll be the other side. Can you open up a tin of tuna and yon? That'll be the other thing. But be take a jar of herring. Yeah, a jar of herring. Put away for the whole year. So put it in the freezer. Yeah. So the big machlekes Rishonim. So there's three shittas in Rishonim. Some Rishonim hold that you can Erev Rosh Hashanah, you can make Erev Tavshilin for the whole year. Yeah, finish. You've got Erev Tavshilin for the whole year.
You can't eat it on that
yacht
the first
yom. So the Mishabura says, Mishabura's got a sofik, as could be you need a kazayas for every yom that you're making. Yeah, so let's say you're making now for Rosh Hashanah, first day Sukkot, Shmini Atzeres, and Pesach, and Shavuos, so you need 5 kazaysim. No, so I think in a jar of herring, I think there's 5 kazaysim there of thing, and you'll have for the whole year. Yeah, so you'll... Every yontif you pick out one herring. Yeah.
It's okay, just to use the I get boxing mats every time I think one matzah. I don't use the tuna, just the mats.
So yeah.
That both. Well, eat from both.
No, you don't need to eat from your Erev Tavshilin. You can keep it.
I've got the matzah.
You've got your matzah. You've got your Erev Tavshilin. Leave it.
I don't need to have the food every
day. Yeah, no, but you might need the kazayas.
One matzah each time.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You don't have to take anything out. You just have enough for all the yom tovim. There is a lechatchila. This goes into hidden mitzvah. Lechatchila, you should use it for Suda Shabbos, but it's not ma'akev. You can just keep it. So the Israel Shoinim which say you can make Eretz Tavshilin in the beginning of the year, last you for the year. There is other Rishonim, which the Rishonim say, no, you cannot make Erev Tavshilin now, and it'll last you for the whole year. Has to be for this Yontav. But, they say, this Yontav means, if you've got, let's say, Sukkos, first day Sukkos is Friday Shabbat, Thursday, Friday Shabbos, Shemini Atzeres and Kol Torah is also Thursday, Friday Shabbos, so you can make Erev Tavshilin just for Sukkos. You won't be able to make Erev Tavshilin Rosh Hashanah for Sukkos, and not Sukkos for Pesach, but just for Sukkos, you can make an Erev Tavshilin. Yeah, even so, it's called one Yom Tov. Yeah, for Pesach Keshav, it's a separate Yom Tov, but it is called Shmini. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Now we're coming to So, and then there's another shita in Rishonim that they hold that it has to be made. The Erev Tavshilin has to be made on Erev Yom Tov. And they on the diet, the Loshna Mishnah, Ois Odom Tavshil Me Erev Yontav. Now, why did the Mishnah tell me that I have to make the Tavshil Me Erev Yontav? Because it has to be fresh. That's why it has to be Ois Odom Tavshil Me Erev Yontav, because the Loshna is in Lav to Uber Tsurosoi. It won't be fresh anymore. If you make the Erev Tavshil in, if you made the, let's say, Erev Hashanah for Sukkot, by the time Sukkot comes around, it's not fresh anymore. So Mamela, they say, as not only that Erev Rosh Hashanah for Sukkot is not going to help you, beginning of Sukkot for Shmini Atzeres also won't help you because it's still not fresh, and they say it won't even help you if you make it, let's say Erev Pesach, you're very, very busy, I mean, it's not the game this year, Erev Pesach, and so we'll do all the jobs Erev Erev. So Erev Erev Pesach, I am going to make now Erev Tavshilin.
After Nacht.
Well, before Nacht.
After Nacht, okay?
Oh, no, after Nacht, L'Choyre, Pashtus is also not okay. It has to be Erev Yontav Badei, because it says to Uber Tsurosoi, and that Loshen means something which has been left overnight. Something which is left overnight loses its freshness. So you have to, Lechatchila, you have to, so Lechatchila, you have to cook it.
Oh, she's doing all the cooking before Yontav. She's doing all the cooking before Yontav. She's not doing anything before Yontav anymore.
Oh, so you'll take an egg,
boil an egg,
and cook and boil that egg, l'shem Erev Tavshilin on Erev Yom Tov, and then you'll be mekayim all the hidurim of Oysa, yeah,
a boiled egg or something. You've got a stock of boiled eggs into it, something. Just take one out. Boil it, mabish.
Yeah, the chatchila, it has to be boiled the shem erev tafshilin on erev yomtov.
If you do the nice,
what?
Nice
erev. Yeah, it's a. What? Yeah. If you've done it on Leil Erev Yontif, b'di'eved you've been yotze. Lechatchila, b'di'eved you've been yotze. Lechatchila, you should take it again on Erev Yontif and say again, b'adein heiruva yeishor elon elafuila v'shula v'atmuna l'lukeshroga. You should do that. You should do it again. Oh, b'di'eved you yotze.
So you put it in the freezer on Shabbat before Shabbat.
Yeah.
You defrost it Erev Sukkot.
Yeah.
Still fresh.
Oh, yeah. So, you're right that nowadays this halacha that has to be fresh. Nowadays, you could do it on erev yontif. You could do it a few days, and erev yontif whenever, and it'll stay fresh. But the ma'aser, the takana in Bizman Chazal, the takana was to do it on Erev Yontov, so Mela, that's when Chazal were masakan the Tekon of Erev Tashilin, was to do it on Erev Yontov.
You can see, you said you'd do that tuna, you'd do on a herring,
Avada, b'dievet, it all works, yeah? It all works. You can cook it before Yontov. You can take it out of the freezer. It'll all work. This is a lechatchila. Lechatchila. These are talking about lechatchilas. How we're going to make erev tashin mehadrin. Yeah, like by matzahs the mehadrin min a mehadrin. So this is lechatchila. These are all the lechatchilas in erev tashin. What? They're buying it the Shem Erev Tashilin. It's a tavshu which it has to be cooked the Shem Erev Tashilin. Yeah. So that's. Now the important point here is how do you make the Erev Tashilin? How do you make Erev Tashilin? You make Erev Tafshilin, the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam is, you take the Erev Tafshilin in your hand, and this is, you miyachad it, this is for the Shem Erev Tafshilin. And then you make a brocha, and then you say, V'adein eruva yeshor elon elafui elavashule latmuna ladlukashroga, and the Mevet called Tzorchona. And there is another prat which the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Rashba and Avodas HaKodesh, and the Dark Moshe brings it down from the Oy Zeruah. But I haven't found a Siddur yet which mentions it. And the Mishnah Berurah says you should also add in Ulafuki. That I should be able to make hoitzor, do meleches hoitzor, miyontav le Shabbos. So that's another addition. Now there is a big machloikas hapoiskim, if you have to say the nusach behedein eruva or not. If you just said, this is l'shem erev tafshinin, you made a brochen, or even if you didn't make a brochen, you said this is l'shem erev tafshinin, and you didn't say the nusach b'adein eruva yeshor alano, does it work or not? The Ramah and the Mogen Avraham hold it does not work. The erev tafshinin is not kayim, and if you come to Yontif and you haven't got an erev tafshinin, so then they hold you cannot cook. You'll have to find some other solution for your Shabbos food. The Taz and the Mashal hold of the Nusach B'Adein Eruva is not Ma'akev. As long as you be Miyachadit, the Shem Erev Tafshilin, it works. But even they hold as a Lechatchila Dikem Mitzvah to say the Nusach of B'Adein Eruva.
What?
Oh, right, yeah.
Why do we say
Lord of the Holies? Oh, so I'll tell you two. I didn't used to say this Nusach HaTorah Be'er HaZois, because as long, if I'm not being mezakeh my Erev Tavshilin to anybody else, then it's, I'm not making the Erev Tavshilin, I'm not making the Erev Tavshilin for everybody else. But it sounds like from the poskim that everybody, it sounds like from the Taz, that everybody says it, even if it doesn't work for everybody. That's a Nusach of the Erev Tavshilin. It seems like that's a nusach. It doesn't work. It's called Petume Mille Ba'alma.
If somebody forgets to make it, they've got this one shabbat, so, you know, they're relying on somebody on the rocks.
The God of Leah.
Can you not rely on the fact that I said Lon Lachon so that always
No, you have to be Zeicher. That's what the poskim say. It doesn't help the nusach unless you were mezakarit for all the Dorim Be'er HaZois.
Have in mind that.
No, it won't help you. You have to make a Maisa Kinyan. Without the Maisa Kinyan. So here's the important point. So the Maisa, we hold Avada L'chatchila, and if you find the Eitzah, you have to say the Nusach Ba'adeni Ruva, but the Mishabura says you have to understand what you're talking about. If you say Ba'adeni Ruva and you don't know what you're talking about, it does not help. Just like by Bittul Chometz, if you say Kol Chamira and you don't know what you're talking about, it's not a Bittul Chometz. So the same thing applies the Nusach Ba'adeni Ruva. If you don't understand what you're talking about, it doesn't work. So Mamela Loit the Ramor, which holds that it is Ma'akev, then you have to know the translation of the words that you're saying, or you should translate it, and then you'll understand what you're saying, and mamela, then it'll work. That's some stomach, that's what everybody understood. That's what they understood.